Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
Not much confidence in the U.S. economy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Wall Street has the day off, but other stock markets are working overtime today to fill sell orders. Overseas investors seem to think there's little chance the U.S. economy will avoid recession. In India, the main stock index was down nearly 11% today. Hong Kong shares lost 5.5%. Even Japan's Nikkei was down nearly 4%. In Europe, shares are down more than 2% to their lowest level in 18 months. Let's bring in our man in London, Stephen Beard. Stephen, what's eating at investors this morning?
Well, I think markets are, in a sense, taking their cue from President Bush's announcement on Friday. His measures designed to boost the U.S. economy have not boosted optimism in Europe and certainly not in Asia. And in spite of the theory that has gained ground and has stabilized markets, the decoupling theory, the idea that the booming economies of China and India will keep the world economy afloat.
Yeah, what happened to that? Where's the global economy? Why aren't investors taking comfort in the idea that we now have a global economy? Why are they so concerned about the U.S.?
Well, it does seem now that the investors are resorting to that old adage, when Wall Street sneezes, the rest of the world catches a cold. Clearly, the idea is sinking in that the U.S. economy is pretty fundamental. U.S. consumers account for about 40% of global consumption. That's a pretty telling figure.
Now, at the same time, Stephen, the British Prime Minister is talking about the global economy and asking for a watchdog. Is that what I understand?
Yes, Gordon Brown is actually in India, and he's been talking about the need for a kind of global financial watchdog to warn the world about the dangers of financial contagion, the sort of problem we've seen emanating from the subprime crisis in the US. Institutions like the IMF, for example, and the World Bank were created in a different era, in an age of what he calls sheltered nation states, before national problems could quickly turn into global problems.
All right, Stephen Beard in London, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Moving along this morning, a trade war has erupted between the U.S. and Honduras. The two countries are fighting over socks. President Bush says Honduran socks are causing serious damage to American sock makers, so he wants to impose a hefty import tax on socks from Honduras. Dan Gretsch has more from our America's desk at WLRN.
In 2005, the U.S. signed a free trade agreement with five nations in Central America, including Honduras. Textile manufacturers in Honduras took full advantage. They started sending us socks duty-free. In fact, exports jumped from 14.6 million pairs in 2006 to over 28 million last year.
That's a tremendous surge. The government had to act in this situation.
That's Lloyd Wood with the American Manufacturing Trade Action Coalition. He says the Bush administration's decision to slap duties onto Honduran socks will be a lifeline to struggling U.S. sock makers.
It will give some breathing space for domestic manufacturers to try to compete with the low-cost labor from Honduras.
Honduras is expected to lodge a formal complaint, and the U.S. has up to 90 days to respond. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with more than 70 national patient organizations to educate and support patients and their families. Online at Medtronic.com and by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Sustainability Fund of the Tides Foundation, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Earlier this month, Bank of America said it was buying the mortgage lender Countrywide. The $4 billion deal will probably save Countrywide from bankruptcy. And Bank of America, well, it's getting a gift from Uncle Sam. otherwise known as You and Me. Alan Sloan has been snooping around the deal. Alan, what's going on?
Well, Bank of America gets to use a bunch of losses that Countrywide has had but hasn't yet shown up on its tax books. It saves Bank of America, by the estimate of the guy I consulted, $500 million of taxes over the first 5 years, and then God only knows how many more after that.
Why is Bank of America getting this tax break?
Because of the way the tax laws work. Countrywide has built in losses that haven't yet been realized because clearly, the company's in a lot of trouble. It's got a lot of losses it hasn't yet recognized on its books. I guess just before the transaction closes, Countrywide figures out what those losses are, and Bank of America gets to use a proportion of them for each year for the first 5 years, and then gets to use the rest of those losses starting in year six.
All right. So as taxpayers, should we be upset about this?
Well, I mean, we should be, I guess, amused. Scott, I mean, what's $100 million a year? I mean, it's nothing. It's just that this savings is a margin of safety for Bank of America. If the deal works, it's nice to have an extra $500 million of cash saved plus more down the line. And if the deal doesn't work, at least having some money coming in from the government, at least it mitigates your pain.
Well, Bank of America is taking somewhat of a risk here with Countrywide. Maybe this sort of balances that out?
Well, it offsets some of it. I mean, if you said to me, buy Countrywide for $4 billion and assuming heaven only knows what liabilities, and in return, I'll give you $100 million a year for 5 years, I mean, I wouldn't take that deal, and neither would Bank of America. I mean, Bank of America figures it can make money on this. This tax thing doesn't make or unmake the deal, but it's a nice little hidden bonus. If you think of this as a cake, the tax bills are the icing.
All right. Alan Sloan from Fortune Magazine, thanks for digging on this.
Anytime, Scott. You're welcome.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.